Mac Arnold. I'm a country man.
I'm a country man. I'm a farmer. Southern sanctified. I'm a lover. I'm a keeper. Way over 65. I'm a country man. Willie Nelson on my jukebox. Driveway made of dirt and rock. I'm a country man. I got murder in my veins. Well, 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 I'm a country man. Well, city folk ask why I talk like that. Why I wear this hat. I just laugh and I rap back and tell them country's perfect. Well, I'm a country man. I'm a farmer. I'm a lover, I'm a keeper, way over 65.
Well, I was trying to figure out how to bring in Mac Arnold this morning. I was listening to some music. Mac Arnold, I think that kind of describes you, except you don't say anything about your fabulous blues music. How you doing this morning, Mac Arnold?
I'm feeling wonderful. How are you, Ann?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, you're a farmer. You're now a restaurateur. I tell you what, I was going to put together Countryman and I Can Do Anything, but then I thought you might not appreciate it. But you know, you can do anything, and you're a countryman. So how about that?
That's right. Thank you very much, Ann.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations on the final opening of Plate Full of Blues right there in Greenville.
Yes.
I know you are thrilled to have finally opened those doors.
Yes, we opened back on the 7th, and we were closed for 5 days after that, and then we reopened. Now we're open for good. Our grand opening will take place March 14th.
March 14th.
March 14th.
Well, you know, I am thrilled for you. You know, I want you to tell us a little bit about that restaurant. Now, it's a pretty big restaurant there, Mac.
Yes. The restaurant is 4,400 square feet.
Right.
And we're serving South American fusion food. Fresh vegetables with your choice of meats. There's fish, chicken, beef, and pork served on taco style.
Well, that sounds great. And, of course, you know, when you go to do something, Mac, you always do it in a big way. I guess that's why you got Asada to come in, the best food truck right there in Greenville, and have a permanent place to work out of now, huh?
Yes, they're very good. Everybody likes their food, and I thought that since their food is so good, we needed to team up because we have a pretty nice band ourselves, and so we'll provide good music and good food.
And, you know, what else do you need, Mac?
we also have beer and wine on tap.
Beer and wine on tap. Well, that sounds great. Now, you are actually open, what, Tuesday through Saturday? Is that right?
Tuesday through Saturday. That is correct.
And is this just dinner, or are you serving lunch, too?
We serve lunch. We open at 11, and we serve lunch, and we also serve dinner.
Well, you know, Mac Arnold, you are a world-class blues musician. You've played with Muddy Waters. You've written was playing with Sanford and Son on the set there. You have done so many awesome things. How does it feel to now be a restaurateur?
Well, I thought it would be a great idea to do a restaurant in West Greenville because there's nothing going on out there. There haven't been anything to that magnitude in the past 30 years. So we decided that this would be a good opportunity to give back to a community that has been basically idle for over 30 years. So I thought I'd give it a whirl. And so far, everyone appreciates us being in the neighborhood.
Well, I'm sure they do, and I know you're going to bring a whole lot there. Now, you're going to be playing there a lot when you're not traveling, correct?
Yes. In fact, we're only going to be traveling this Saturday, so we'll play tonight and tomorrow night, which is Thursday and Friday night, and we'll be on the road again Saturday.
Okay. But then, but you will spend a lot of time there. But you're also going to put a lot of other acts in there, aren't you?
Yes. In fact, Saturday, Julius Cobb and his band will be playing while we're out of town. And every week we're going to have a different set of musicians come in and perform. There's some great local musicians around. But eventually we're going to start hiring international blues musicians, because we're sitting right in the middle of all the expressways and the freeways. Greenville's sitting in the perfect place to catch all these musicians that are passing through.
Absolutely.
If you're in the north and have to go to the south, more than likely you're going to have to travel as close as 60 miles from Greenville to get past it. And Interstate 85 runs right through Greenville, plus 385 runs right through Greenville. So we're very excited about being able to get the musicians as they travel to stop off and do some performance at Mac Arnold's Blues Restaurant.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think it is awesome. I think at 71 years young, to take on a new project is a pretty big deal, Mac Arnold.
Yes, it is. I was very careful about placing people that is responsible and that can run the operation while I'm out and on the road.
Sure. And what, your brother is going to be managing the restaurant?
My brother is manager, and my sister-in-law is the executive coordinator.
Well, you know, Mac, one of the good things about coming from a big family, you got lots of help that can help you out, right?
That is the truth. A lot of folks say don't family is hard to deal with, but the way we were raised, we really respect each other. There was 13 of us siblings in the family, and my father was very strict, and my mother, she was set up for attack. Whenever something goes wrong, she's the first person to grab you in your collar and pick you up off the floor and give you a round of what you needed to keep yourself under control.
You know, Mac, that's a very interesting point, because there's a lot of conversation going on out there about whether to spank or not to spank. That seems to be the question. And, you know, most people that have been raised in the old way, they say it did them good. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you some scenario. If I hadn't been controlled by my family the way we were controlled, I would be in jail today.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there is some now. Of course, we don't want to hurt, but you know, having a little fear in you about consequences has never been a bad thing, has it?
Everyone needs to have some fear.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times fear is what will see you through. It teaches you to that things that you do, there is a consequence for everything you do. So fear helps you to recognize, hey, if I do this and I know this is not right, there's going to be a consequence behind this, and I'm not ready. I'm not prepared for the impact of the consequence. So it keeps us under control that way. It does me, and it does my family also. I'm pretty proud of my family, because we all keep our heads on straight and respect what we have going in the world that can protect us. And
you know, I couldn't agree with you more. So I find it interesting that now we're coming back around to this conversation. You know, I think it's great to reason, but sometimes with children, you know, they got to have a little fear.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. So, Matt Garnold, what's on the big travel plans for you this year?
Well, yeah, we'll travel. We're going to spend 5 days in Canada.
Wow.
And we've got a trip to Vegas this year, and all around our Arizona area out there. And we're going to go to Florida. We'll be down in Florida this year also. We're going to be all over the place. We won't go to Europe this year. We're going to Europe June 2015. And I'm going to stay in the country this year and concentrate on getting the club up and running smoothly.
Absolutely. And what about, don't you have a festival that you promote?
Yes, we have the Cornbread and Collard Greens Festival. We'll start it up this year, April 23rd, and we will run through the 26th.
And you're going to have that here
in Pardon?
You're going to have it at the restaurant there?
Yes, we'll have 2 days of it at the restaurant, and 1 day we're going to be on the road. And then we have a leg in May that we're going to go down to Key Largo, Florida, and we'll have 3 days in Key Largo of Cornbread and Collard Greens Festival.
Wow, so cool. You know,
yes.
I think it is so great that you are out there shaking it up, playing that gas can, and keeping everybody straight, Mac Arnold.
Yes, ma'am.
And I congratulate you on your brand-new restaurant. Now, Plate Full of Blues, Mac Arnold's Plate Full of Blues, the telephone number, can people call and get reservations?
Yes, people can call and get reservations. I have a brand new phone. Let me find my telephone number here.
I think it's
and I'll give you my phone number.
Is it 86?
For the restaurant.
Okay, is it 864?
My telephone number at the restaurant is 864.
Uh-huh.
558.
Right.
0747.
0747. If you
yes,
guys, go ahead.
That's Michael Blues Restaurant.
Mac Arnold's Blues Restaurant. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I had the name wrong. Blues Restaurant. All right. Well, it's up there in Greenville on the west side. Now, what's the address?
1237 Pillington Street.
Okay.
And the zip is 29611.
29611. Well, you know, everybody needs to come up and check it out. And, of course, we are looking forward. Do you happen to know if you're going to be coming to the Blues Cruise right here in Greenwood this year?
I'm not sure. I don't have my schedule in front of me.
Okay.
But more than likely we will. Blues Cruise for Greenwood.
That's in July.
Not yet. We haven't gotten contact yet.
You haven't gotten contact yet.
Well, we're going to Anderson to street party.
Well, when's the street
party? To the block party in Anderson.
Okay. Well, listen,
yes.
If everybody needs to know, what a treat you are to hear. And if you want to hear a great legend, you got to hear Mac Arnold and his Plate Full of Blues group. I tell you what, Mac, you do a lot of good things for the community and for our youth. Your I Can Do Anything Foundation, what a great foundation. And I know you love working with that, too.
Yes, we are. We are. We're up and running. And, in fact, we were working on that yesterday. We're going to have a lot of stuff going on in the restaurant for children during the summer. We're setting up a summer camp right now, and we'll give you more information as we build on the scenario.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, your website, what's the name of your website if people want to check
it out? My website is macarnold.com.
Boy, that's difficult, Mac. Hey, you say hello to Vonda for me and all the folks, and I'll be looking forward to coming up and checking out your new restaurant, Mac Arnold.
Fantastic, and I hope you get a chance to come on up.
I look forward to it. Mac Arnold, thanks so much for calling us this morning.
Thank you very much, Ann, and keep the good music going.
I certainly will. You're a trooper here. You're a country man, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye, Mac.
Thank you.
I'm a country man. I'm a farmer. Southern sanctified. I'm a lover. I'm a keeper. Way over 65. I'm a country man. Willie Nelson on my jukebox. Driveway made of dirt and rock. I'm a country man. Got mud in my veins. Well, 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 I'm a country man. Well, city folk ask why I talk like that. Why I wear this hat. I just laugh and I rap back and tell them country's perfect. Well, I'm a country man. I'm a farmer. I'm a lover, I'm a keeper, way over 65.
Mac Arnold with us here this morning. That's right, Mac Arnold's Blues Restaurant. 1237 Pendleton Street in Greenville. And that's in West Greenville. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. You got to check it out. You got to check out Mac Arnold. That's macarnold.com for his website that tells you all of his schedule, where he'll be.